Presenting different opinions. Richard McMahon. Nun Undo. Copyright 2003. Unit 1. Learning with a Purpose. Most people attend university hoping to learn as much as they can. Some, however, have no such expectations. They think of their years at university as a chance to have a good time and an interesting social life. Thus, a great opportunity for learning is lost. To make the most of your tertiary education, you have to be clear about your overall purpose for learning. You need to have realistic goals to achieve that purpose and a positive plan of action for success. Take your study of English, for example. First, what is your overall purpose, your main reason for studying English? Some long-range purposes might be to find a good job after graduation, or to travel and get to know people from other countries. Once you have a reason for studying English, you should ask yourself which of your language skills, reading, listening, speaking, writing, need the most improvement. Then you must decide the level of proficiency you aim for in each skill. Next, you need to set some realistic goals for achieving your long-range purpose. It might take you months or even years to realize these goals, but you can do it if you work steadily at them. Some realistic goals would be to be able to hold a long conversation in English, to reach a certain level of proficiency in a particular language skill, or to get a higher score on a standardized test. Now you need a plan of action. You need to take positive steps to help you achieve your goals. Some examples might be memorizing the vocabulary words used in class and knowing how to use them, using and understanding an English-English dictionary, keeping and reviewing your notes, completing all your class assignments. Think again about the idea of learning with a purpose. Do you use English outside the classroom? If not, then you probably lack a real purpose. Your goals are probably unclear. Try to use English during your leisure time, while traveling, or when gathering information. Watching TV and movies in English, finding interesting stories in English newspapers, making friends with English speakers, surfing the net, all these can be worthwhile experiences. Getting information in your own language may be easy, but gathering and using information in English will give you something more, a purpose for learning. Remember, be realistic. You don't have to be a Formula One racing driver to enjoy driving. In the same way, you don't have to be an English professor to enjoy English. But learning with a purpose and setting realistic goals and taking positive steps to achieve them is a good plan of action for success.